This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
Right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for arriving so promptly. We've got sort of quite a packed agenda, as you see from the programme, so I'm not going to take up too much of your time. I'm John O'Leary, I edit Policy Review magazine, which is out tomorrow. There are a number of sort of housekeeping arrangements that I should just go through with you first. The inevitable mobile phones, please could you switch them off? The conference is being recorded today and will be available to you as a podcast on the Policy Review Interactive site from noon tomorrow, but mobile phones, even when on silent mode, do interfere with the microphones. And on that subject, when we get to the discussion, of which there'll be plenty over the course of the day, please could you wait for the microphone and tell us who you are, again, for the recording purposes. Neil Stewart Associates, who are running the conference, would like to thank the sponsors of it, who are Amoshi, the OIA and QAA. And lastly, the seminar sessions. If you haven't signed up for them, it's not too late. There's a list on a desk just outside the door. When we break for coffee, there'll be another opportunity to do that. Refreshments, you'll have seen, are in the conservatory. Now, this, I think, is an extremely timely conference of all the subjects we could have had right after the election. I think this is one of the best ones to have chosen, because in the one speech and the couple of interviews I've seen from David Willetts since the election, the student experience and student satisfaction generally has been very high on his agenda, as it was in opposition. He's very keen on universities having to justify their fees, even the existing fees, and particularly any rise that might come about after the Brown Review. And he sees the quality of the student experience as one of the important measures when he and his colleagues come to judge the recommendations from Brown. We don't know, of course, how the student experience in that case will be measured, but we have to assume that the National Student Survey will be part of it, that the new Best Course for You website, of which he's been a prime mover, will be another important part of it, and that indeed the OIA will also presumably come into play, as will several of the organisations represented here today. Now, we're going to touch on all those issues this morning and this afternoon. We've got Bob Behrens from the Independent Adjudicator, who gets to treat these matters when they go wrong. But we also have Janice Kay from the 1994 group, who have really put this student experience agenda on the map, I think, over the last couple of years. We've got the QAA, who are going to have to deal with it more and more, I think, under the coalition government. And this afternoon you can hear from Julia Hobsbawm, a media guru who can tell you how you can keep people more informed through communication and more satisfied at the same time. So it's a very wide and, I think, well-informed agenda, and there'll be plenty of time, as I say, for discussion as we go along.